It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Are we talking about blueberries?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Hi. There we are.
Hi. We're back.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are awaiting with great anticipation a call from a lady who's so much smarter than we are.
I like that. I like smart women.
This segment we will be talking with Dr. Nancy Snyderman. Mm-hmm. She's NBC News chief medical editor. You want to talk about somebody who is used by the Today Show like a toilet.
Well, rightly.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way. My God, I mean, she's on every single day, it seems, with, you know, the latest health scare and all that good stuff. But I digress, because she'll be coming on in a second. I want to talk to you, Buzz Burbank, because I have not paid nearly enough attention to you. And, you know, with my self-absorption because of gambling losses and sleep deprivation,
I know,
and all that wonderful stuff, and that drinking that we're doing on Friday, which is really just setting the table
tore
for
me up.
Horrible weekends.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, all sorts of kids' birthdays and all that. We're just getting sidetracked, because I have to focus on this. Buzz comes up to me every now and then. He says, hey, you know, mention the Buzz Babes. And then we get caught up with everything and I don't do it. So now, you know, we're going to reserve this segment now to talk about Buzz Babes.
Seriously.
All right. Right now we've got, three, four, five real candidates for this thing that you've weeded out through the tens of thousands of entries into this?
We've got a half dozen candidates and at least three finalists. So I'm pretty excited. Okay. I think we're ready
so
to
you
get
weeded
going.
It down to six, and then out of that six, you got three that are probably out of the park.
And
right?
one mystery applicant. I have to say this before I forget. Jana sent us a picture and an application, and damn it, we've lost the application.
Jana.
We still have the picture, which we stare at constantly, but Jana, we've lost your information. So if you're out there or you know someone who knows Jana, have her get in touch with us again. We have others.
Here's Beth Ann. Here's what I'm told about the Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. I'm told, you know, take your time. This type of thing, it doesn't happen overnight. You've got to take a long time. You've got to nurture this.
You can't
You've
hurry
got
to, love.
Well, no. Yeah. I don't want to. I don't want
to. Mentality.
I don't want to adhere to those rules.
Okay.
No.
What can we do for these women? What can we do for these women? What incentive, and I put you on the spot right now.
Yes, you do.
What incentive can we provide for these women to make this happen, to make this happen right away?
How about like a makeover or spa?
I can offer
visits.
Incentives.
Can we get a spa involved in this? Can
I'm
we get
sure.
that? I mean, what woman does it? What woman does not like that, right?
Everyone.
That's a good deal.
DC Swimwear has offered to make some really nice uniforms for the Buzz Babes as well.
So let's get cracking. We don't have to wait for that.
No, I understand. We're on that already.
But here's the deal.
And they can get paid for appearances on our behalf or with us in the future.
Okay. So we've got three finalists,
right.
and this is the idea I have. We're always looking now to have the Friday Fest, the mm-hmm. little the mm-hmm. Friday cocktail party mm-hmm. that we have down mm-hmm. here. And incidentally, thanks to Timmy Obibene, and
yes.
And also Vivian, I believe, and Faith.
Yes.
They were phenomenal.
Unity
it was
well.
It was perfect. That's what I love about the Friday show. Mm-hmm. Starts out with this dull, uncomfortable tension with everyone, and
people
then
don't
just
know each other.
By the end, it's just everybody's yelling over everybody.
We're all friends.
But this Friday, yep. I think to get this motivated, mm-hmm. I'll you know, you brought it up and I'm gonna call you on it.
Good.
You think
Let's
we
do it.
Can perhaps just introduce the Buzz Babes during the Friday happy hour.
I will not only invite them, I will urge them to be here on Friday.
All right.
We'll meet at least some of them anyway.
All
Let's
right,
get
now,
them in
now,
here and start
Now this
them.
Is new ground for you. This is I have not, and I really haven't prevailed on you to do serious pimping. But this really is new territory for you. So, you know, I just... Anything I can do to help. I mean, if it's personal
that.
Phone calls, you know, if it's sending interns out with flowers, whatever. But I'd like to – how many Buzz Babe candidates can you produce for me? How many can you guarantee for me on Friday?
Oh, you want me to make a pledge?
I want you to
a
pledge.
Promise.
But and at the same time,
uh-huh.
I will tell you – that I will do whatever I can. I will mention it every day.
I appreciate that.
I will talk about it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a very important... There are two reasons these Buzz Babes are important to this show.
I understand.
First one, we like hot women.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who does not like hot women? It's
right.
Something I wanted to bring back to the show.
Right.
Secondly, they cover our ass when we don't want to go do an appearance.
Which we're grateful for.
That's very important as well.
That's team spirit.
And really, as far as the money-making potential for Buzz Babes, they should be aware that we turn down more than we say yes to.
That's true.
This is, you know, a tremendous windfall. So I ask you conservatively.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing.
You got it.
I know you've got like six that you think are
that I'm
potential.
Hiding.
I know you're really excited. Okay,
right.
We got Nancy Snyderman on the line here.
Uh-huh.
I know you're very excited.
Of course I am.
But can you guarantee me at least three?
Absolutely.
All right. Attaboy.
You
Burst
got it.
Burbank.
That's
very
my
good.
Pledge to you.
All right. Thank you. Well, from the sublime, from the ridiculous to the sublime.
That's right.
I don't want to change the order here.
No.
Let's welcome Dr. Nancy Snyderman from the Today Show. She is NBC News chief medical editor. And a woman who is so much smarter than anybody in this studio.
I told you, I like that.
Ladies, that's a great way to start.
Good afternoon, Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
Hello,
so nice
hello.
To have you on the Mike O'Mara Show. I am a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
First of all, let me get this out of the way. Are you a broadcaster with a medical degree or a doctor who happens to be a broadcaster?
I've always been a doctor first.
Yeah,
I'm a doctor and then medical journalist.
Oh, boy. And you've been, I watch you. I would call you the workhorse of the Today Show.
Aren't
I mean, they are just, I mean, constantly. It seems like we're all more,
keep you busy.
More attuned to that type of thing nowadays, to our bodies and to going on the internet and figuring things out. But you're on every day with wonderful information. And I would imagine it's hard to do what you do because, you know, if you have a single practice and you're an ENT, right? You're an ear, nose, and throat specialist. You know, you can focus on that, and that's an area of medicine. And, you know, you do your little, hey, my tonsils hurt, and you do your little I can't speak, and you do your little tube down the nose and look at the larynx, and then it's off to the golf course. But
that handicap of mine, I always forget. That's
but now, doctor, you are, you know, you have to know everything at all times. That must be difficult for you.
You know, fortunately, one of the smartest things I did when I came to NBC was I brought my producer with me of 15 years who worked with me at ABC. And so I've surrounded myself with people who are great filters and great producers and smarter than I am. So that's the secret to success, always surrounding yourself with people who are better.
That's, you know, it's never worked for me. I have to tell you.
You must be doing something right.
I constantly fire the people that are, because really, you know, my motto is if they're smarter and brighter than you are.
Why are they there?
They're going to take your job.
It's or they're in trouble.
They're going to do something to hurt you. I should mention to our listeners that Dr. Snyderman is the author of the book Medical Myths that Can Kill You and the 101 Truths That Will Save, Extend, and Improve Your Life. And one of the things in the book, you talk about all of us being cyberchondriacs, which is a great word for, you know, self-diagnosis online. We all go, and I'm guilty of this as well, going on the internet and trying to figure things out ourselves. That's got to be frustrating for someone with training to see people that are doing this, and probably happening now more than it's ever happened in our history.
Oh, I think it has happened. First of all, we don't have time to go see the doctor, and economics play a role for so many people. Mm-hmm. You go to the web, you type in your symptoms, and you self-diagnose. Only problem with that is most of the times the diagnosis that you think you're going to have is worse than what's actually the problem. So we self-diagnose. Then we start to treat ourselves, and then only when things really get bad do we go see anybody.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, but I really do think the web's a great place to start. It's just that you have to have someone who's going to be a filter.
Yeah, and go see a professional if you are really concerned.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and you know what? I don't know what the percentage is, but I think a lot of times the doctor's going to say to you, you're fine.
The great majority of time, doctor is going to say you're fine. But, you know, having that information and going into that doctor's appointment smart and well-prepared is the best thing you can do.
Sure.
We spend more time getting ready to go to the grocery store than we do going to the doctor's office.
And the thing, well, you know, I think it speaks probably to the healthcare situation in this country as well, as it gets more and more expensive and, you know, fewer people being covered. It's difficult for people to make that call, especially, you know, with all due respect, someone like yourself, a specialist, you're talking ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, and increasingly, you know, I think one of the myths I talk about in the book is that there's a myth that doctors treat everybody the same. Not every patient is treated the same. And in this country, you have to talk about race and socioeconomics. And even the more educated end up accessing the healthcare system faster and better, and it translates into the number of years lived.
I've heard you talk about that before, and that is a very important point, that people are not treated equally in a doctor's office. Is there anything that the average person out there should know to, when they walk in, that would help them get treated with, I'll say the word, more respect, because I think doctors do occasionally tend to talk down to their patients.
The first thing I would do is make sure that your doctor calls you by your surname and not Betty or Jim, because that shifts the whole power from patient back to a doctor, and I think it makes her an uneven relationship. I would never go to the doctor without a list of questions to ask and things that you know you want to get accomplished.
Right.
And take somebody with you. It's hard to be the patient and be a pit bull, but boy, your friend, your best friend can be a pit bull, and you have to have someone who will listen and hear things differently and be your advocate. Unfortunately, good manners don't always serve us well when it comes to seeing doctors.
Dr. Snyderman, it's so typical, though, for I think all of us. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and I come from the, you know, my folks who, you know, the doctor was God.
Right.
And you know, and I probably am reacting a little bit of that to myself. I think I do the same thing. You know, we all become almost toddlers. You walk into a doctor's office, and you're all kind of like,
I don't know anything.
You know, you could be bleeding from the ears and the eyes and just go, I don't know, doctor.
And you go, whatever you say, doctor.
Yes, absolutely. I'll stick a knitting needle in my forehead. Thank you.
I just moved to the East Coast after 17 years of living in California, and I had to find a whole new doctors. Well, you'd think it'd be really easy for me to move into a community and just figure it all out in a day.
Right.
It took me a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very, very difficult.
But you know what? You hear someone say, well, so-and-so is really good, and then you go, and halfway through your appointment, you think, what am I doing here?
I've always said to friends of mine and to anybody that will listen that doctors are it's just like going to a mechanic. You have good ones, you have bad ones, and you do have to pick the people that are right for you.
And you know what? These are people who have to be able to listen to you, and your instinct, your gut, has to line up with your intellect. And if your gut says, I don't care how smart this person is, I'm not connecting here, then you get the hell out. And that's why I really urge people to keep their own records at home. Don't let your doctor hold on to all your medical records, because if you need a second opinion or you want a divorce, it's a lot easier to just be able to go into somebody else's office with your own record.
Hey, that's the one thing my ex didn't get, okay? My medical records!
Way to go!
You know, the first one tried. The second one didn't get them. And no other woman will get my medical records after
this. Man of radio.
What is the one you see so much? We're bombarded by it every day. This will help make you healthy. This will make you healthy. I just recently, you know, got a trainer who's like also a physical therapist because I had back surgery, and he's like giving me this information, and I'm kind of looking to him to give me the you know, the right deal on this. What is the one single thing? This is probably a difficult question. The one single thing that everyone can do right now to better their health. If you're
easy.
What's that?
Easy.
Okay.
Don't smoke.
Oh
my!
No, now hold on a second.
She's absolutely right.
There's
nothing even close. It's the only product that, when used as intended, will kill you.
You're right. Yeah. You're okay. You know what?
It's the only thing.
I'm a fan.
You walk away from cigarettes, boom, you're living longer.
But I'm not using. I'm not making that in any. I'm going to quit.
Next question.
Here's the deal. I'm going to quit. You're absolutely. Look, the bottom line. It killed my old man. I watched that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I should know this. It is probably. I don't know if you disagree or agree with this. The most addictive substance.
No doubt about it. More addictive than heroin.
Absolutely. And it's tough to give that up, but we all have
extremely
to do that.
Though.
And, you know, none of the logic is going to play. I'm just going to say, you said to do that, and you're so pretty.
you're so wonderful. That's what it is.
All right. Let's very briefly, we don't have you for a whole bunch of time, but let's get to your book, Medical Myths That Can Kill You. I have not completely plunged into this book, but I have skimmed, and I have watched you a lot on the Today Show, and I pulled a few that I'm really interested in here. The one fact from your book that surprised me, and really this was just one that I was curious about, maybe because of my age, and they start talking about your ticker when you get into your 40s, donating blood can lower your risk
of heart disease. These free radicals, which are like rust in your body, use iron as the founding element. So the belief is that if you donate blood periodically, you lower your iron levels, and then you lower these free radicals, which cause heart disease and cancer.
And so I looked at it almost like changing the oil a little bit.
Exactly right.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you can tolerate donating blood, and most people can, you're doing a good thing for somebody else and a good thing for yourself.
Don't you get like a sandwich out of the deal, too?
Cookie. I think you just get orange juice.
Cookie and juice.
A cookie.
Yeah. Right,
you know, for most of us in the media, that's enough.
Are the myths that we're talking about in this book perpetuated by the pros, the doctors themselves primarily, or do they come from everywhere?
You know, the funny thing is doctors are suckers, too.
Okay.
We all sort of fall prey to a lot of this stuff. But I think most doctors would agree that things that are in here are important. I mean, vaccinations are not just for kids. Adults need vaccines, too. Everything from meningitis to pneumonia to now the new thing for shingles. The myth that we're losing the war on cancer. No, we aren't. Cancer is really a bunch of battles, and some things like leukemia we're winning. But then you look at Patrick Swayze and Senator Kennedy, and you realize there are bad tumors with prominent faces on them where we're not doing as well.
I'll digress here for a second because they did go to you when we were talking about Senator Kennedy's brain cancer. And he has had surgery.
Yes.
I believe he went to Duke University for the procedure.
He did.
Where does that stand? I mean, you think Kennedy, they've got access to the greatest doctors in the world. They operated. He will have to have, I guess, chemo and radiation. Is this something where they're just trying to put patches on this, or does he have a chance of beating this thing at all? Because you haven't heard a lot about that.
No, these are very aggressive tumors. It's sort of, look at your hand with your fingers outstretched, and then consider the tumor they took out, just sort of the palm of your hand. The scary thing about this tumor is that all those fingers represent little spreads of tumor that you can't see. So you can take out maybe most of it, but you can't get out all of it, and that's where the radiation and chemotherapy come in. There are people who would opt not to have this tumor treated.
Right. Okay. Right.
And that, you know, becomes the slippery slope of what's black and white to me is gray to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the family and the physicians have held the details very close to the vest on this. But I think for everyone who ever goes through something like this, you weigh the pros and cons, and the decision to move ahead with treatment is a very, very individualistic one.
Okay. All right. It's a good answer. I know that when I was reading about the myths, the one myth that it would seem to me that you would turn everybody in the health world on its ear, the 8 glasses of water thing you talk about. I mean, I've been told that for decades. It seems like
it's not true.
Not true. It's
tell
BS.
Us.
Tell her. Tell Beth Ann McBride, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, tell her what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Conventional wisdom. You need 8 glasses of water
right.
a day. It's not true. You should drink when you're thirsty. Maybe drink a little bit more before you go and exercise. But basically, if when you urinate, your urine is clear to pale yellow, you're fine. If it's darker, you're down a quart and you should drink.
Okay. Two more quick questions, because we know you've done a lot of interviews and you have to go. My personal favorite here, because I've always believed this. When hair and fingernails grow after death.
Yes.
I'm an Irish guy. I've been to a lot of those wakes. They all have long fingernails.
Yeah,
and I used to stare at them.
Yeah, when you die, you die.
Oh, you mean it doesn't grow anymore?
It just sort of stop.
Really? Okay.
No, but with the skin around, the nail gets a little shriveled, so it looks like the nail has grown. But no, when you die, this just in, everything stops.
And two more quick ones. Eating turkey makes you sleepy.
I can. There's natural tryptophan in turkey, and turkey in warm milk at night.
Yeah.
I can help you go to bed.
Really? Okay. And
that works.
So that's true. So the eating turkey is true.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And mobile phones are dangerous in hospitals. That's a myth.
You know what? Total myth. They think it interferes with a lot of the electronics in the hospitals and stuff. We don't know of any link to brain cancer, although people keep calling for caution. All I can tell you is, as the science is today, there's no known cause and effect.
Okay. Right. Dr. Right. Nancy Snyderman, the book is Medical Myths That Can Kill You and the 100 Truths That Will Save, Extend, and Improve Your Life. You really, in my opinion, are one of the most informative journalists they have on the Today Show. And you know that's pretty good company that you keep over there. And
it is great company, and your compliment means a lot to me.
Thanks so much, and we'll keep watching you. And good luck with the book. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks so much.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
That is Dr. Nancy Snyderman. She's she's great. I mean,
she
handles everything, and she does it. She simplifies it. I could have talked to her for 40 more minutes because I am a cyberchondriac. I'm a
yes,
cyberchondriac. I'm a hyperchondriac. Hypochondriac.
You are.
Is it hyper or hypo? It's hypo.
Hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac.
Do you go to the WebMD or do you just Google your symptoms?
What I'll do really is I don't even do it like that. If there's something that's bothering me, I'll actually just put in my problem. I won't say WebMD.
Yeah,
you know, I'll say, for example,
you Google your symptoms.
You know, let me mention, for example, this weekend. This is a list of some of the symptoms that I Googled. Okay, blurred vision, lightheadedness, slurred speech,
right.
Limping, excessive limping,
listing,
swollen testicle.
Oh
let
my.
Me see, hair falling out, loose teeth.
Incontinence.
Quite a
that
weekend.
Was just this weekend.
Oh, no. Yeah, just one
but
weekend.
I was in Atlantic City, and that's the way that worked. I was listening.
You know what you need?
What?
Baby Tylenol.
Baby Tylenol will work for me. I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and I was at Bally's this weekend, and the Junkies had a story.
Oh, Chris Rock
Buzz
was
might
there.
Have it. Buzz might have. What?
Wasn't Chris Rock there? I was listening.
Where the hell was. I was so. I'm such a degenerate.
You were on the internet. I was googling your symptoms.
Googling symptoms.
They said a lady that plunged down an elevator.
She fell. Wow. Yeah.
Ouch. You'll probably have that, right?
I might very well.
In one of your newscasts.
We'll see. If you're good,
okay.
I will.
Hopefully you. Okay. It should be interesting, but I like Nancy Snyderman.
He told her she was cute.
I still wouldn't want to.
He's so buzzed.
Oh, my God.
He's so buzzed.
All right. So getting back to Nancy Snyderman, I don't think she'd want to be a buzz babe, but boy, if she was ever in town, she could come by and hang out.
Sure.
I am going to listen to what she said about smoking.
I hope. You know, I mean, that was so powerful. It's the only thing that, if used as it should be, can kill you.
Yeah.
I have found that listening, for me at least, is not enough.
Yeah, well, we all have that issue. And I think it's smart because, look at, you know, we're all going to be going to each other's funerals pretty soon.
Well, that's impossible.
And that's going to happen with smoking. If we keep smoking, I believe that.
If we're all dead,
that's
we can't.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neighborhood.
Hi, Al.
Thank you, Al Roker.
We're all dead. We can't go to each other's funerals. You
right.
See.
The only other thing I wanted to say to Dr. Snyderman was after Nancy Morales has the baby, can she come down and visit me? I think she looks so sexy, and I hope she, like, keeps that baby weight.
Yeah, because she's too skinny.
She's too skinny.
You're right. You're right.
But when she fills out, she is so
That would have been an inappropriate comment, and I'm glad you didn't say it to Dr. Snyderman.
Sorry, Dr. Snyderman.
Shocking.
I do not care at all. All right, Buzz Babes.
Yes.
Here we go. Getting back to where we were.
Right.
Buzz Babes this coming Friday.
For the cocktail hour. My pledge to you.
I will work on it. You want to? You know, I think we should call them on the air.
Sure.
Tell them we're going to call them on the air. We got to line them up for Friday's show.
Let's do it.
And then I might add one more man to the equation. I haven't thought about it yet, but give me time to think about one more man, and I'm not talking about Dennis or Tom. I'm talking about just somebody in here that adds a little spice to life.
For the Buzz Babes.
Yes.
You had me
but
frightened
here's the deal.
For a
Timmy,
moment.
Timmy O'Bibbene on Friday didn't say a word.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say two words at all.
No, he
but
didn't.
But the women just stepped up to the plate.
Yes.
You need the man in here for a dynamic, okay?
I think you're right.
You need the guy. I'll figure it out. I'll put it together.
Okay.
I promise you that I'm going to do that.
Meet the Buzz Babes.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
All right? Lots more fun and more thrills coming up. I want to thank Dr. Nancy Snyderman. You want that book? It's Medical Myths That Can Kill You and the 101 Truths, especially smoking, that will save, extend, and improve your life and make your testicles stop swelling. No, that's not the title of the book. She'd be angry at me if I said that. You can get the book at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com.
You need a light?
What?
You need a light?
Yeah, let's go out and have one right now. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.